In the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, so the bracha of Zechariah, the last paragraph after we finish all the pesukim, we start all the kinnu v'kayav esenu, Zechariah. I think it was occurring Tevel Panecha. I'm not sure, maybe. And then it says, "Zechar lanu akeda sha'akad Avram Avinu es Yitzchak benoi v'kovash racham avlas es seinra ken yichpeshu rachamecha." Yeah. So we invoke the memory of Akedah Yitzchak. And then there's a few other lines. And then at the end of the bracha, the last line is Akedah Yitzchak Lazaroi Barachamim Hayoim Tizkar Baruch Atah Hashem Zecher Bris. So this line is talking about the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Tzadi Aleph Sev Zayin, it says that when you're finishing the bracha of Zechariah, the correct nusach is to say, "Akedas Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoyim Barachamim Tizkar," and not like those people that add in the words Shel Yaakov, Lazaroi Shel Yaakov. Now, if you look in Siddurim, in some Siddurim, you'll see that it has in parentheses. It has. I actually looked this morning, I was very surprised. I looked in a Siddur and it had in parentheses the words Shel Yisrael. Now that's not mentioned in all the Pesukim that I saw that talk about the Inyan. The Nusach that they debate is Shel Yaakov. So I don't know why in this Siddur it said Shel Yisrael. But they're cool. Talking about whether we should say Lazaroi Shel Yaakov Hayoyim Tizkar, and the Shulchan Aruch comes to say, no, don't say that. Just say, keep it simple. Okay, is this Chak? Lazaroi Hayoyim Barachim Tizkar. Don't say Lazaroi Shel Yaakov. Now the discussion comes from the Rivash. The Rivash is, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is quoting. The Rivash was writing a tshuva to someone who said, it's really not a good nusach that we have here. Akedas Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoyim Barachim Tizkar. You want to remember this Akedah for all the children of Yitzchak? Yitzchak had two children. One was good, one was bad. We want that Akedas Yitzchak to stand for all of them, for Yaakov and for Esav. So let's cut it down, be more precise. Say, Lazaroi Shel Yaakov, Brachim Hayim Tizkar. That was the suggestion that someone made in this Shiloh to the Rivash. And the Rivash wrote back, absolutely not. First of all, this is the old Nusach. It says it's in all the old Siddurim. It just says, Lazaroi Hayim Brachim Tizkar. And Kolam Hashanem Beishav Chachamim is no good. You're not supposed to change the nusach of the bracha. And your kasha, he says, it's an amaratza shakasha. That was you say that if we just say Lazaroi Hayoyim Tizkar, it's not clear because it could include Esav. Also, he says there's often a mishnah. The mishnah says in Mishnah Nedarim, if somebody says Hanoider She'eni Nene Mizera Avraham, he's mutter v'umay soilam. That if a person makes an edah, I'm not going to have any hanah from the descendants of Avraham, that means the Jews. It doesn't mean the Goyim. Even though Avraham had Yishmael and Yitzchak had Yaakov and Esau, Avraham had lots of grandchildren, lots of umayt olam. In fact, he's even called Avraham and Goyim. But even so, the Mishnah says that if a person makes a neder forbidding hanah from Zera Avraham, Zera Avraham only means Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, why? Because the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, ki bi Yitzchak yikari lecha zara, and Chazal darshan bi Yitzchak v'loi kol Yitzchak, so it's only Yaakov, not Esav, and therefore only the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov collectively, which is the Bnei Yisrael, that's called the Zera Avraham, and not Esav. So that's why if somebody's Noidim, he's Zera Avraham, he's Mutter be'umay sa'ilam. So the Rivash said that we could say Akedas Yitzchak Lazaroi Hayoyim Barachim Tizkar, and of course it means us, it doesn't mean anybody else. We're the only one that's called the Zaroi of the Avais. That's what the Rivash says, and it's brought down that way in Shulchan Aruch, as we said, that you should follow that Nusach. Yeah, the Magen Avraham argues, he comes to defend the old Nusach, and there's a fascinating debate about that will get us into a geshmaka discussion about the Akedas Yitzchak. But first, as sort of an aside, a lot of places can talk about this shaila. So there's a tshuva about it in Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Shas Tshuva, the Shaila Tzayvitz. And he goes through a lot of the raid that we'll be saying over. He mentions the Mechaber's perspective, quoting the Rivash and the Magen Avraham that I'm going to say soon. But then after he brings all that, he says, I don't see what everybody seems determined that we should make sure that our nusach is limited to Bnei Yisrael. We don't want Chas v'Shalom, the Esav should be included in the bracha, and the Paiskim are going to be debating just, which nusach makes that clear. Yaakov says, if you ask me, what's so bad if Esav is included in the bracha? So let the Umos HaOlam be included. We're davening on Rosh Hashanah for we want peace in the world. We want prosperity in the world. What's so bad if we include the Umos HaOlam in our bracha? As a matter of fact, as Dr. Yaakov Emden, he says, we're doing it already anyway. Just turn one page back in the Machzor. In the same bracha, the bracha of Zechariah, in the first paragraph, we begin talking about Noach. And it says, Hashem remembers Noach. V'yizkor l'Hashem es Noach. And over there it says that he was he remembered Noach lahar bois zaroi ka'afrois tevel v'tzetzav k'chol hayom, that Hashem multiplied the zaroi, the tzetzav, the offspring of Noach. Okay, k'chol hayom. Who's the offspring of Noach? That doesn't mean just us, right? Bnei Noach. If anything, Bnei Noach refers more specifically to the way we never call ourselves Bnei Noach, but certainly it doesn't mean. It's not limited to Klal Yisrael. So you see that we don't mind the brachas to include the Umay Tzolim also. So what are we all getting also worked up about? Like, keep the Nusach, keep the old Nusach, what's the worst that can happen? You're including Esav? Nishkifrach, you can include Esav. That's what the Rebbe Yaakov Emden writes. The Chassam Sofer, he also has a tshuva on this topic, and he shoots it down. He shoots it down very hard. He says, Chas v'shalom. In our davening on Rosh Hashanah, there's no way that we're davening for the Umos HaOlam, for Esav. Esav includes Yishmael, I'm sorry, includes Amalek also. Gevalt. Are we davening for Esav? The Lo'oimu min Lo'oim Yematz? Davening for Esav? Avadinat. We have to make sure our Nusach doesn't include Esav. The previous page, where it talks about Noach. So he says, the Chassam Sofer says two things. First, he says, that paragraph is really not a bakasha at all. That paragraph is a description. Hashem, we're saying that Hashem remembered Noach, lahar b'zarek afres tevel. Okay, so if that means all 7 billion of them, but we're not being mispaddled for the 7 billion, we're just saying that Noach was gebenched, that he had all these zarek afres tevel. But furthermore, the Chassam Sofer says, I don't think we really mean them. I think we mean specifically because Noach had shame, and shame, through 10 generations came to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we really mean them. And that which Yaakov Emden tainted that we never called Yidden Bnei Noach, the term Bnei Noach always refers to the Goyim, that's nowadays. Nowadays, after Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so we're called the Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden, and they're called the Bnei Noach. But if you're talking about, in the days of Noach, right? This bracha is a narrative telling about the days of Noach. Hashem benched Noach lahar b'zarai. So that doesn't mean to the exclusion of Klal Yisrael. In that context, we're also called Bnei Noach. So he says that really the whole bracha is about Klal Yisrael. So interestingly, you have this debate, Chassam Sofer and Yaakov Emden, about what the other part of the bracha means, the part about Noach. Who are we talking about there? But that's okay. Let's put that aside. Come back to with Negelin Yenenu, and that's by the Akedas Yitzchak. So the Rivash and the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch said, just say Zaroi, Akedas Yitzchak Zaroi, and Zaroi means the Jews, because the Goyim are not called the Zaroi of Yitzchak. The Magen Avraham says, no, I don't think you're right. I think that if you, this Gemara in Nedarim, that the Rivash refers to, where it says that if somebody's noidir mi Zera Avraham, so he's mutter b'umos ha'ilam, that's about Zera Avraham. Zera Avraham is taka only Yaakov and not Yitzchak. I'm sorry, Yaakov and not Esav. But and not Yishmael also, because bi Yitzchak yikare lecha Zera. So Hashem said to Avraham that for Avraham's Enoch, we're making all of these prunings, and we're saying he's not, Yishmael is not included because only Yitzchak, and Esav is not included because B Yitzchak, but they call Yitzchak. So all of those selection was that was all taking place within the Zera Avraham. But the Zera Yitzchak, That was never narrowed down, whittled down. Yitzchak had two sons. He was never told that only one should count and not the other. Avram was told that only one of Yitzchak's sons should count as your Zerah and not the other. But Yitzchak was never told that. Zok the Magen Avram, he says a fascinating shayla halacha. What if someone would make a neder, ha-neder mizera Yitzchak? There's no mission about it. What would be the din? The Mishnah talks about neder mizera Avraham. He's mutter b'umay tza'ilam. What if somebody would be neder mizera Yitzchak? Magen Avram says, I think he'd be asr b'umay tza'ilam. Because Yitzchak had two sons, and there was no nevuah eliminating one of them. Only Avram had that nevuah, not Yitzchak. So the Zerah of Yitzchak includes both. So if we say Akedas Yitzchak, Lezarei Hayoyim Rachamim Tizkar, that's going to include Yaakov and Esav. And if we don't want to include Yaakov and Esav, which again, everyone except for Yaakov and everyone else seems to agree that we don't want to include Esav. If we don't want to include Esav, you're going to have to put in the words Yaakov, the Zaroi Shel Yaakov. You'll have to say the Zaroi Shel Yaakov. That will eliminate Esav. But if we just say, okay, this is like Lazaroi, that's Yaakov and Esav. So therefore, you should say Zaroi Shel Yaakov. The Magen Avraham endorses that Nusuch, the Nusuch that the Rivash rejected and the Machaber rejected. The Magen Avraham says, I think it's a good idea. The Mishnah Brura, the Halacha brings down both. The Mishnah Brura brings down that Yesh Noigim like this and Yesh Noigim like that. And like I said, in some Siddurim, in some Siddurim, it does have the Nusach in parentheses, although the way I saw it, it was Shal Yisrael, which is not the way it's written in the Rishonim, in the Paiskim, but there is this Nusach of Lazarus Shal Yaakov. What's the bottom line? Halacha L'maitza. Okay, the Mishnah Brura says it's two legitimate Hagim, but the real Halacha L'maitza, in the article Siddur, it only has one Nusach. It says Lazarai Hayoim Rahman Tizkar without Shal Yaakov or Shal Yisrael. It doesn't say that. So it follows the Machaber, the Rivash, that we don't have to mention, we don't have to specify which Zarei Shal Yitzchak. There's only one Zarei Shal Yitzchak. We're the only Zarei Shal Yitzchak. That's the Nusach that we have.
Like that is the Mishnah in the dark.
Right?
A riot that it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's a Zerah Avram.
I mean, if the Rivash was right, so one could also say Zerah Yitzchak. Yeah, so I think because Zerah Yitzchak is probably a less likely neder for someone to make. Like, why would someone call people? Who do you call? I mean, if one says that, so we have to know what the din is going to be. Yeah. But as far as what's shchiach that a person is going to say, you know, you could say the B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, you could say the B'nai Avram, or B'nai Yaakov, yeah. But B'nai Yitzchak is probably an unusual neder to make. So I don't know if we can make a deal from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say it. But the Magen Avraham wants a taina that, yeah, the Zerah Yitzchak really includes Esav also. There's a... The Nadi Behuda has an interesting tliya that he connects to this. He says, you know, this next time you're at a bris, so there's a bracha. The bracha that we make after the bris is done. Excuse me. There's a bracha asher kiddush yedid mi beten v'choyk b'shei reisam v'tzatzav chasam ba'ois bris kodesh. So it's a geshmaki yediyah. This bracha is quoted, and it comes from the Gemara in Shabbos, Kaflam and Zayin, and over there there's a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Who's the Yedid? Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten. Yedid means beloved. Who's the beloved that we say in this bracha that Hashem was Makadishim Meirechem, right? Mi Beten, right? Meaning in his mother's womb.
The baby.
So, no, it doesn't mean this baby over here, the Rach HaNimo. No, Rashi says it's both agree that we don't mean this Rachanimel over here. Rashi says that means Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak, because he's called Yedid means beloved, and it says in the parashat Akeda, he's the one that's described as being loved, so he's the Yedid. And Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten, because he's the first one that was Kaddish Mi Beten vis-a-vis Bris Mila. That before he was, Mi Beten means before he was born. Before he was even born, he had a mitzvah of Mila. Avram got the mitzvah of Mila when he was already an old man. But Yitzchak, at the time that Avram got the Nevuah, that he would have a son named Yitzchak. He was told that he should give him a bris milah on the eighth day. So he had this bris milah before, this mitzvah of milah before he was born. That's how Rashi teaches that Kedashi did Mibatim. Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that the Yedid is Avraham Avinu, not Yitzchak. The Yedid, according to Tosfos, is Avraham Avinu. And how is he Kadosh Mibetan? That the Tosfos in Shabbos leaves us hanging on that. Doesn't say anything. It's very schwer. How is Avraham Kadosh Mibetan? So Tosfos elsewhere, Tosfos Menachah says that he quotes a Medrash that there's a Gezeirah Shava connecting Avraham to Yirmiyah. By Yirmiyah it says, what's the pasuk? Beterem etzercha bebeten yidaticha. And by Avram it says ki yidativ manashay yitzav esmanav, so yidativ yidatich is a zeir shava. By Yirmi it says that he's that Hashem had set him aside b'terem etzercha b'beten yidaticha. So Avram Avinu also has this quality. But okay, this is really not our Indian today, but just I don't know. Next time you need to think about a drush for a bris milah. What does that mean that Avram Avinu was kadosh mibeten? Lamaisi, he was born into a family of Avdei Avodah Zarah. He didn't know anything about Hashem. He discovered it all on his own. You'd think that that's the opposite of Kadosh Mibetan. But that's a shot. That Asher Kedashi did Mibetan refers to Avram Avinu, while Rashi learns that the Yedid is Yitzchak Avinu.
How come he didn't give the breast to Yishmael when he was 8 days old?
He didn't know about it yet.
He had a nevuah.
No, that nevuah only came when Yishmael was already 13.
He was Mekayim everything in the
Torah. Oh, that's true. That's true. So why did he himself? That's a good question. That's a good question. But not for today. So the Yehuda says that this question of whether Esav is called the Zera of Yitzchak, right? That's what we're arguing about over here. The Rivash said that Esav is not called the Zera of Yitzchak. Yitzchak just has one Zera. And he brings the Gemara in the Nedarim. The Magen Avraham says, no, the Gemara in the Nedarim is not talking about Zera Yitzchak, it's talking about Zera Avraham. Really, but Zera Yitzchak includes Esav also. So the Yehuda says, let's look at this bracha. It talks about the Yedid, and then it's V'chayk B'sher Yisam, V'tzetzov, and his children, Chosam Ba'itz Bris Kodesh. Now, Itz Bris Kodesh is the Mila. According to Rashi, that the Yedid means Yitzchak, And we say in the bracha, this is Chazal talking, right? This is Gemara and Shabbos, right? We have it in the Siddur, but it comes from Shabbos, Afkuf Lam and Zayin. So Chazal say that the Tetzav of Yitzchak have a bris milah. Now we know Esav doesn't have a bris milah. In fact, he brings down the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, says specifically that Esav, that there's no mitzvah milah for Esav, so there's no chasam ba'is bris kodesh on Esav, so obviously he's not the Tetzav of Yitzchak.
Esav does not have a bris? Is that what we're saying?
No, we're saying that at least his
descendants.
Right, his descendants would not have a mitzvah of Mila. So then he just says that the bracha is l'char b'fur shiraya against the Magen Avraham, if you learn like Rashi. If you learn like Rashi, that the Yedid is Yitzchak. And the Tetzav, achasam ba'itz b'is kodesh, so clearly that means that Eitzav is not the Tetzav of Yitzchak. But that's a raya against the Magen Avraham. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam in the bracha by the Mila that the Yedid is Avraham, and then you follow through with the same dig, oh, the Tetzav Chasam Ba'itz Bris Kodesh, that means Esav is not included. Okay, then all it's telling you is that Esav is not included in the Zera of Avraham. We all agree on that. That's what it says in the Gemara in Nedarim. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam's version of the bracha, or his reading of the bracha, it won't be a raya against the Magen Avraham. But according to Rashi's reading of the bracha, he says it's going to be a raya against the Magen Avraham. Al-Kabanim, we have this debate, the Magen Avraham against the Rivash. The Magen Avraham says that you could consider Esav to be the Zera of Yitzchak, and the Rivash thought that you couldn't. Now, until now we've been on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, where we see that the Machaber brought down the Rivash, and then the Magen Avraham argued. Now, at the bottom of the page, you have a Goyt Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says on this Magen Avraham, he says, Ayin b'marit, and it gives a marmakam, I think he like basim and vav, a tshuva of the marit. The marit, it's another tshuva about the same topic. It's really impressive. You know, this word in the machzar, the Rivash has a tshuva about it, the marit has a tshuva about it, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin has a tshuva about it, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva about it, the Magen Avraham talked about it. I'm sure there are other tshuvas that I didn't see, those are just the ones that I saw. But the Marit,
all those tshuvas, and we barely know what we're saying.
This is just on one line of the bracha.
As if it's Magen Avram and Yaakov Enden, the two people who want the...
Okay, right.
Good
observation. So you're going to get to look in the Marit. So here gets very fascinating. The Marit, if you read his whole tshuva, really by the end, he says that he agrees with the Rivash that you don't have to add anything because no one else is called the Zera of, you know, Esav is not called anybody Zera. But earlier in the tshuva, he says, you know, let's even suppose we take the other side, and he's not quoting the Magen Avraham, he's really before the Magen Avraham, but he thought of the same thing. Then maybe we could say that the Gemara in the Nedarim that says Ki Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazer, Yitzchak V'Lek, right, Be Yitzchak V'Lek, Kol Yitzchak, that Esav is not called Yuzera, that was only said to Avraham. But for Yitzchak, maybe Esav is also included. Yitzchak, the Zera Yitzchak maybe would include Esav. Let's say we consider that possibility. He says, it still wouldn't make me change the Nusach of the Bracha. I still wouldn't have any confusion who I mean when I say Lazaroi. And here we come to the real crux of the issue. When we say Akedas Yitzchak, Lazare Hayem Rachamim Tizkar, that means you should remember the Zechus of the Akedas Yitzchak for his offspring. Who's his? And this is a very sadistic question. Who did the Akedas Yitzchak? Who's the hero of Akedas Yitzchak? And the Ritz says that our whole discussion until now, which we're debating, is Esav included in the Zera of Yitzchak or is Esav not included in the Zera of Yitzchak? That seems we've been working with the assumption that we're talking about Yitzchak. When we say remember his zechus for his offspring, it means the zechus of Yitzchak. Zok the Marit, the Akedas Yitzchak was not Yitzchak's story, even though it was called Akedas Yitzchak. That's true, but that's just an expression that we use. Yes, it's Chazal's expression also, but look at the pasuk. The Nisoyun was for Avraham. So this is Avraham's story. He's the star of the show. And we at the beginning of the show, I mentioned earlier in the bracha, right? We said that you should remember that Akedah Sha'okar Avraham Avinu Es Yitzchak Benoi, V'chavash Rachamov. And then later we say V'akedah Yitzchak Lazaroi Barachim Hayem Tizkar. Lazaroi means Lazaroi of Avram Avinu that we were just talking about. We said Avram Avinu was called Shas Rachamov to do the Akedas Yitzchak, and now you should remember Lazaroi means Lazaroi of Avram Avinu. So, and since Lazaroi of Avram Avinu, that's a Mefurash Gemara, that's only Yaakov, not Esav. So, therefore, there's no need to specify and say, oh, we mean Shel Yaakov. It goes without saying, like the Rivash said, but not for the Rivash's reason that Yaakov is the only Zera of Yitzchak. But because we're not talking about Yitzchak, we're really talking about Avraham. And then, so that, Zok the Marit, so this brings us to a philosophical question. What's pshat that the Akedas Yitzchak is considered Avraham's story more than Yitzchak's story? Yitzchak is the one that sacrificed his life. That's, you know, you think that's about as big as it gets. Why shouldn't this be considered history? Why isn't it his zechus that we want to invoke? So the Maharit says that, he says an interesting idea. He says that Yitzchak didn't do that much because when he heard that Avram told him, we're going to slaughter you, so obviously at that point, you know, he could have said, no, and run away, right? And he didn't. He was only been a Sayyid.
Rashi speaks about that, though. Yeah. Rashi says...
They didn't say it,
Hashem Yirelan was said, right?
Right.
He could have said, no, I don't want to be shafted. But he went. No,
he went. Right. So, absolutely. But, right. So we don't want to eliminate his part, right? It gets a lot of credit. But Zok the Marit, but once he heard that he's going to do it, so then he said, okay, so tie me up. And after that, he had no bechira because he was all tied up. He couldn't resist if he wanted to. So he didn't need to persist. He had a moment of inspiration. I want to do it. He decided I want to do it. And then the bechira was taken away from him. But Avram Avinu, he had to maintain that Ava and the Kavash Esrachamav, and he adds the Lashon, he had to maintain the Simcha Vizrizus Mitchil Vahatsaif. The whole time he had to do it, And at any point he could have stopped, he could have chickened out, and he continued, his Avas Hashem carried him through, that he did it besimcha uvezrizus mitchila v'atzoy, that's Lashon the Marit. He says, that's much more extraordinary. To have a momentary inspiration, that's good, but to be able to maintain it and persist in that inspiration, that's even more. And so he says that that's why it's the schus of Avram Avinu that we remember.
But then on the flip side, Yitzhak didn't hear it from Hashem.
Oh, excellent point. So I was going to come to that later, but you know, I will mention it right now. There's a very interesting Chassam Sofer on this discussion about whose Nisayan is it, right? Is it more, do we look at it, I mean, the Maritz Chiddush, they have to look at it more like Avram's Nisayan. The Rivash seems to have been looking at it more like Yitzchak's Nisayan. The Chassam Sofer says that there's two Didim in Akedas Yitzchak. So listen to this. The Chassam Sofer says that Avram Avinu's Akedas Yitzchak was Begedet Teres Shebechsav, and Yitzchak Avinu's Akedas Yitzchak was Begedet Teres Shebalpeh. Each one was doing a Mesiris Nefesh. One was Mesiris Nefesh Teres Shebechsav, one was Mesiris Nefesh Teres Shebalpeh. In what way? What do I mean? Because Avram Avinu heard it from Hashem, it was the Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem, that's the Taish of Teresh B'Chsav. Yitzchak never heard it from Hashem. He heard it from his Rebbe. What you get Torah from your Rebbe, that's Teresh Baal Peh. And the Chassam Sofer, his angle is, and therefore Yitzchak was bigger. Not like this Marit. He says, therefore Yitzchak is bigger. The Mesiris Nefesh for Teresh Baal Peh is greater. That's Yitzchak's, okay, Yitzchak, that's a very interesting Chassam Sofer. I'm mentioning that because you brought it in. But the Maritz said that Avram's Nisayon was much greater because he had to persist in it for longer.
So why did he stop? The first one came from Hashem, the second came from a Malach.
Oh, that's a good hara, but he believed that the Malach was real.
I don't know. Hashem told him to do it.
I think Chazal talk about it. Sorry, not Chazal. You know, this is Ramban. It's an interesting Ramban. He has a long piece at the beginning of Parashas Vayera. Somewhere near the end of that piece, he makes this point that one of the qualities of a Navi, he's talking about, the Ramban, a little off topic here, the Ramban is talking about what Nevuah is and what it's not, and that a Dibur of a Malach is not a Nevuah. He's arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Dibur of a Malach, for most Nevi'im, that's how their Nevuah works, and the Ramban comes to argue. But then the Ramban says that although the Dibur of a Malach is not Nevuah, but it takes a Navi to, I think the way he puts it is, to be able to assess the level of the Dibur of the Malach and to know if it's a real Dvar Hashem. And that's why Avram Avinu, it took his Madrega of Nevuah to be able to know that the Dibur at the end of the Akedah has the Koyach to be Oikar the Dibur at the Akedah, at the beginning of the Akedah. That's Yor Ha'ara. This is Ramban. It's a little bit of a complicated word. I'm not sure if I'm saying Nova quite right. But it's Ramban at the beginning of the parasha. Anyway, so we have this Chiddush of the Marit, that Akedah was really Avram's Geschäft, more than Yitzchak's, and he explains because he had to persist in the Mesiris Nefesh for longer. Now, there's a Sefer Machzis HaShekel, which is a commentary on the Magen Avraham. It's printed in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. So on the top of the page, you have the Shulchan Aruch, and then on the right and the left of the Shulchan Aruch is the Magen Avraham and the Taz. And then further down, there's a lot of other commentaries on the page. The page of Shulchan Aruch is like a jigsaw puzzle. And at the bottom of the page, in the standard editions, in the old Shulchan Aruch, the bottom of the page is the Machzis HaShekel. And that's a running commentary on the Magen Avraham. And usually he's, you know, very much sticking to business. He's just explaining the words of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is a very hard sefer, and he kind of takes you through it line by line. But over here, he goes out a little bit chutz migidroi, and he says, you know, I have to tell you, I'm going to bring you something that I do in my other job. He says that I sometimes have to give divrei musar to my congregation as a rav, and I want to tell you something that I'm going to bring in over here, something that I said when I was speaking in shul about Akedas Yitzchak. And he said that, actually, not about Akedas Yitzchak, he said a little bit in a different context, and he's going to shtel it suto over here. He was talking about that Asar Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. And the climax was Akedas Yitzchak. But one of them, some Mepharshim say that the first of the ten Nisyonis was that which he allowed Nimrod to throw him into the Kivshon HaEish.
So that's
So he said he was bothered by Akasha. Why is that? The saints are supposed to go in ascending order. Why was giving up his life the first one, and then shechting his son the tenth one? Like we were saying before, you think that the most that a person could sacrifice is his life. That was already Nisayon number one, and then his Yitzchak is Nisayon number 10. So he said, to answer that kasha, he said a very powerful vart. He said, it takes a lot of gvura to give up your life, no doubt about it, but the one thing that can be said about it is you don't have to live with it afterwards. You don't have, right, literally, right? You don't have to live with the decision, with the feeling of what did I just do? But so that was, he threw himself into the Kivshan Eish, and he was ready to give up his life. But by Akedas Yitzchak, he was prepared to go do this Maisa and then go back home and live with his feelings and tell his wife and all of that and be stuck with for the rest of his life with this consciousness of what he did, and that's much, much harder. He said, I said this in shul about explaining Avram's first Nisayon in contrast to Avram's 10th Nisayon. But now, in learning this Magen Avram, and he's calling our attention to the two aspects of Akedas Yitzchak, Avram's side and Yitzchak's side. So he says, I would say the same vart. The reason why it's a much bigger Nisayon for Avram Avinu than it was for Yitzchak Avinu is because Yitzchak was willing to give up his life, but then not have to live with the consequences. Avram Avinu was prepared to live with the consequences on Mayav Esrim, beyond Mayav Esrim, right? He lived to 175. And he was going to have to live with this afterwards. And that's even harder. So that's why he says, Machzor Shekel, he says, he's agreeing with the Maariv, but he's just being moisif, I think, a very nice oimek into why it's really Avram's Nisayon, Hashem Nises Avram. And the Meila. So the Marit and Machzor Shekel, they both say, so that bringing us back to the bracha, that means that there's no need to add Shel Yaakov, because even if it's true that the Zera Yitzchak might include Esav, but we're not talking about Yitzchak. This bracha is not about Yitzchak, it's about Avram. And the Zera of Avram is specifically Yaakov, and therefore there's no need to add Shel Yaakov, it's redundant.
Then most parents will sacrifice their lives to save their children's, right? Like the Machzor Shekel, I mean,
You
care more about your children's life. You're ready to,
Nobody wants. Yeah, there's more.
Right, kill me rather than. Okay, right.
And what about B'chai Bahem?
You mean yeah? What about it?
So how was he allowed to even think of doing it, B'chai Bahem?
Okay, but he had specific instruction.
Hashem. When he talks to you directly.
Yeah, but, and that's a good kasha, but it's not a better kasha than what about Leisirtzach? Right? Yeah. It says that in the Torah also.
That's good too.
But, so, well, okay, but Avraham Avinu understood.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, but Avraham Avinu, God has to have a specific instruction from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So that overrides. You know, the truth is, it's a stronger point where you're making. The emes, you know, what if this would happen today? If this would happen today, it would be a much more difficult question. If Hashem would come to you and say, I want you to sacrifice your son, and on the one hand, there's a leisirtzach, on the other hand, but Hashem just told me what to do.
This is your first conversation with Hashem.
So you can't do it. I'm not sure what you mean, which is
the essay you've killed and the license.
No, it's not daicha license. No, unless hashiyesh by misa, essay is not daicha. No, what the reason why I say that it would be a much more complex question is because the Rambam said that one of the sages of our Amuna is that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is higher than any other nevuah, and there can't be a nevuah that goes against the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, if someone comes and says he has such a nevuah, that's a raya that he's a Navi Sheker. So if you yourself have this nevuah, then you should know that you're a Navi Sheker. And don't tell anyone, because if you do, you'll be Chayav Misa. But yeah, you're not allowed to listen, because you're never allowed to listen to anything that goes against what it says in Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rav Zelig talked about this in the Sefer Mrs. Shiurim. He said that the only reason why Avraham Avinu was allowed to listen was because it was before Moshe Rabbeinu. So even though he was Mekayim Kol Torah, he knew the Torah as a Eish Chayra Gabi Eish Levana, but it wasn't the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But after the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't have a Ma'aseh Akedas Yitzchak. It's an interesting ha'ara. So coming back to this Marit, the Machzeh Shekel, that it's really Avraham's Nesoyim, because what he had to do was an even greater sacrifice. Now, there's nafkaminas from this. What do I mean there's nafkaminas? I mean sort of, I don't mean halachadik, but like real life, real world kinds of nafkaminas. You know, because Rashi says that when it says in the Pasuk that Avram went and he took the Eitzim and he took the Machelas. Excuse me, so what's a Machelas? A Machelas is a knife. But it's not the typical term for a knife. So Rashi asks, Lama Nikra Shema Machelas, why was it called a Machelas? As a matter of fact, I have a friend who came to Eretz Yisrael, he was an American kid, he was learning yeshivas, and he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was in an Israeli yeshiva. And yeah, his first morning at the breakfast table, he says to the guy next to him, no la seis es hamachelas. That was how he... God, he lives in Eretz Yisrael now for the last 30, 40 years, I don't know. Yeah, I hope so. You know, I'm not sure. Why is it called a machal? So Rashi says, because Bnei Yisrael are oichlem mischaroi arayim azeh. Now, through all the day rice, we're always, what? It's Rashi on the Rav Machal. I'm not saying with the Lashon exactly right, but Bnei Yisrael, oichlem, says that we're eating off of the Akedas Yitzchak. We're benefiting from the Akedas Yitzchak Ariyam Azeb. Another part that maybe brings point out a little bit more, there's another Rashi, very, very strange Rashi, very disturbing Rashi, the first maybe 100 times that you learn it, that when Hashem told Avraham Avinu to stop, so Avraham Avinu says, "Im kein lachinam basi." So I came here for nothing. So just give me permission. Esa boy chavola katana va'oitzi menu ksas dam. And Hashem said, "No." That so the Rashi says. So that's why it says, well, "What's the lashon of the pasuk?" Al tishlach yod chalanar va'al tas loy meuma. Al tishlach yod chalanar. So Avraham said, "So im kein lachinam basi. Can I at least do a chavola katana?" So no, al tas loy meuma. What in the world? What do you make of this? That Avraham wasn't bloodthirsty, right? He was only doing it out of Avas Hashem. And now Hashem, he loved his son, but he loved Hashem more. But now if Hashem says stop, so now all the loves are on the same side of the ledger. So he should be very happy. It should be very easy for him. What was he resisting and begging for? So there's a vart. I don't know whose vart it is. That Avraham Avinu felt that he just did something so great, so powerful, this is going to last for Deiris. But in order for it to last for Deiris, something has to happen. If the whole thing was going to be a Havamina, he was going to do something, and then he stopped, and nothing happened. So it's a non-event, it's a non-story. It's not going to have that Reishim on his offspring to give them this Koyach. So he said, "Esabay chavala katana. Let me at least do something so that it should have a kiyum." So Hashem said, "No." But what happened was that it got transposed into the aisle, and then he ended up, everything that he did to the aisle. Rashi again, right to Rashi that he wrestled and she counted as if I did it to my son. So therefore it is nimshach. But again, the idea of the Akedas Yitzchak is supposed to be nimshach through all the day race.
Aren't there some that say that he did get killed?
No.
Yeah.
I think you're the first one.
I've heard that also, and I asked Rabbi Shapiro, and he said it's not true.
Well, wait a minute. We have three more parshiyos.
And you got a new neshama.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah? Okay. Then I can't say. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe I'm
not familiar.
Sorry.
I asked him, he said it's not true. There's no Zohar. Someone said it's Zohar.
Okay.
I don't know where I heard from him.
Okay, right. So, now we see that the Akedas Yitzchak, the idea is it's supposed to be something that's nimshach for all the day race. And that, right, the way that that's usually understood is that Klal Yisrael has a koyach of Mesiras Nefesh, and we get it from Avraham Avinu. But this Marit that says that the real chiddush of Akedat Yitzchak was the not just the koyach to sacrifice yourself, but the koyach also to sacrifice your children. So this also is nimshach l'day reis. And this is a very moving part of history, hard to talk about even. That's why usually it's reserved for Tisha B'Av. But in one of the kinos that we say on Tisha B'Av, we describe parents looking at their children and saying, no, that's the opposite, Maisa. That is parents selfishly taking away their children. No, but there's one of the later kinos that's describing, either it's describing the Maisa of Tatnu, that's tough, it's 1096, right? The First Crusade. Tatnu, that's the First Crusade. Or maybe it may have been a different Maisa that was, shortly after that. The Lashon that we say is, Leizachinu legadelchem latoira, nakrivchem ka'ila v'haktara. And this is Maisa Shahaya, that in the times of the Crusades and in the times of other, massacres in Ashkenaz, and though, in the times of the Rishonim, there was this phenomenon that in the Poskim they talk about, and it's called the Shechitas Yeladim. It's talked about, you see it, it's mentioned in the Beis Yosef in Kuf Nun Zayin, but in earlier Makaris also, the Ritva, there's an interesting thing, the Rishonim talk about this in Avodah Zarah. Because there's really two parts of the discussion. When the Yidden in Shnat Tatnu and beyond were faced by the Goyim, so they were all, like we say in the Kinnis, Hishlimu Nafsham Limsar, right? To be Ma'aser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. But the problem was that they weren't always confident that they would have that opportunity. And that if the Goyim come and say, accept our religion or we'll kill you, so that's easy. Well, we say, fine, kill me. But what they were worried about was the Goyim will say, bow down to our desire, or, come convert to our religion. And if you say no, we're taking you captive, and we'll work on you every day. We time is on our side. 10 years, we'll be torturing you day after day. And these Yidden were worried, I have the koyach right now to say, no, chop my head off. That's easy. But do I have the koyach to withstand torture for 10 years? The Gemara says that Elmoli Nagdua Lachananim Mishol V'Azaryo Havu Polchul Etzalma. The Chananim Mishol V'Azaryo, who are our biggest paradigms of Mesiris Nefesh, the Gemara says, but if they had been subject to torture, they would have bowed down. So the Yidden in Ashkenaz, in Shnas Tatnu, they felt that we feel like we want to resist, but we're not confident that we'll be able to. So what they did was, they didn't give the Goyim the chance. When once they saw that they were cornered, what happened was the bishop would open the castle and allow them to take refuge in there. And then this happened in the Kinnis between in Mainz and in Vermeisa. This happened that the bishop said, "Okay, I'm going to protect the Jews. Get into the castle." And then when the Crusaders came, and they negotiated a deal with the bishop, and they said, okay, fine, you can have them. And he opened the castle. So then they were all, they were just there. They were, sitting ducks. There was nowhere to hide. So what they did was, they killed themselves. They took their lives before the Goyim would have a chance to end. And the Rishonim would say, it says in the Gemara, Achaz Dimchol Amshoseichem Edreish, you're not allowed to commit suicide. And there's even the Rishonim talk about it in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches, where it tells the story of Chanina ben Shadyon, he was one of the Asara Arugei Malchus, and he was tied up, and he was being burnt at the stake. And the Gemara says that they made it particularly excruciating. And his Talmidim were there, and they said that, if you open your mouth, and the fire will reach the internal organs sooner, you'll die faster. And he said, well, then that's the last thing I'm going to do, because mutav sheyitlenu mishin asana, that and v'loy efka ba'atzmi, right? That he who gave my soul should take away my soul. I'm not going to touch it. So, that's a very strong statement against suicide, even under extreme circumstances. But the Rishonim over there say that they quote Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is not Shnas Tatnu. It has to be. That's why it started in Tatnu. That's 1096. But these were really ongoing occurrences. In Ashkenaz, in France, in the 1100s, 1200s, these mm-hmm. kinds of things happened alarmingly frequently.
When did Masada happen?
That's much earlier. That's much earlier.
1,000 years before.
Wasn't one that Rugi Malchus where he said that if you take off the wool...
Yeah, that's what Hanin Metrajan. Yeah, that's this story.
That's what I'm saying, but that
died quicker. That's true. Okay, you shouldn't over there ask that question. But
because you said the other way now.
Right. You see both of them in that same story, but the difference mm-hmm. is that he was having somebody else do. And that it's true that he authorized it, he agreed, consented to it, but he had somebody else do. So on that, there's a Taisus on that Gemara where Taisus, I don't think, Taisus over there says that although you see from this Gemara that suicide is not allowed even under extreme circumstances, but if you're afraid that because of the torture you're going to have to be doing Averis, meaning that you're not going to be able to withstand the torture and you're going to end up doing Averis, so then you're allowed to take away your life. That's Taisus on the daf. If you take a look at the Ritva, he quotes Balei Taisus. He quotes a Taisus that he had, which is the same, and it's also quoting Rabbeinu Tam. It's the same verb, but it's phrased a little bit differently. And he says, the way he says it over there is, he says the same thing, but then he writes V'chinoyegim. That's the practice in Ashkenaz, that they when they're confronted with these circumstances, they give up their lives. Rather than, I'm sorry, they take their lives, even though there's an issue of suicide, but they take their lives, and then Zok the Ritva, v'ukemoikin hitiru shchitas yiladim. See that Lashon over there in the Ritva. They're matter the shchitas yiladim based on the same consideration, which is, you know, it's unfathomable, but... And the Ritva even says, that... You know, if I was a Paisik there, I can't say that I would agree to this. It's very, very controversial. Elisha Kfar Hayra Zakein. So they have Rabbeinu Tam. He's the biggest Paisik in Ashkenaz, and he said you're allowed to do it, so there's no second guessing. That's what they do in Ashkenaz. So I don't know if I would have passed him that way. So this phenomenon that you find by the massacres that happened in Ashkenaz in the times of the Rishonim, which were very, very bad, a phenomenon called Shchita Siladim. That's part of Akedis Yitzchak also. That's the Maritz Vart. That Akedis Yitzchak, you know, it was not just the sacrifice of killing yourself, but it was the sacrifice of killing your child, which is a much, much greater sacrifice. But that was all part of the Macheles of Akedis Yitzchak that was given over to the future day race, that Kayach also.
That's why it says Machalas?
Rashi says Machalas because it's Zuchus is continues for future generations. That Klal Yisrael is eating off of the Akedas Yitzchak even in future generations.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the heaviest part of the share. I'm sorry. But yeah. But again, that I think is, you know, something that this discussion about who had the largest role in the Akedah, it really, you know, brings it out. Now, circle back to one of the kashas that we asked before. Of that very strange medrash that Rashi brings down, where Hashem says, "Al tishli gadcha lanar." So Avraham Avinu says, wait, can I at least make a little chavala? So there's a chassam sofer on that, which is a whole different kind of discussion. I mean, it's a nice little change after this very heavy piece. The chassam sofer has a lamdasha pshat in this medrash. And I should mention, I mean, we just have a few minutes now left, but there's a whole genre of raid about lumdus in the Akedah, kachim lumdus in the Akedah. Akedah is a carbon. And there's a lot of kashas and terutzim that have to do with Hilchas Karbanos, which are discussed B'negeya to Akedas Yitzchak. Just Lamashal, before we discuss Am Sefer, there's one very Gishmaka piece that's different versions of it, or different parts of it that I think is widely said over a well-known shtickle, that how is Avraham Avinu planning to do this Karban? He thought he's going to do it. He's going to tie Yitzchak up, put him on the Mizbech, shecht him. But that's not the end of a Karban. Right? Every Karban, okay. Right, when you learn Kachim, you know that the basic rules of a Karban is that every Karban has four parts. The Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Halach, and the Zvika. It culminates with the Zvika's Hadam. The problem is that a Kohen is not allowed to be makriv when he's an Oinin. When he shechts Yitzchak, he's going to become an Oinin. And then he's going to be puzzled for the Kabbalah, Halach, and the Zvika. So how is he planning on bringing this Karban? So there's... that's an example of a kutchim kasha.
Hashem said to him, no, I mean...
Okay. So
that was Achille, I mean...
One well-known vart is...
There was a third party there with them. It wasn't just Avraham and Yitzhak that went up.
No. He told them to wait.
But there was somebody else that went with them.
No. He stayed away.
He said he stayed in the
palace. Yeah. Isn't there a Gemara that says a tzaddik cannot go... unless it's two people.
Right. That's why originally he took the Nar and Yishmael, but Lamaisa they then went past and they left them behind. There's a Medrash, a Pirkei de Belazar, where it says that Hashem told Avraham that, you know, I want you to sacrifice your son, and Avraham said, but I'm not a Kayin. So Hashem said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I'll make you into a Kayin. Not only will I make you into a Kayin, I'll make you into a Kayin Gadol. Ma'alani alecha, that you're a Kohen Gadol. So that's a Pirkei de Rav Elazar. So there's a Pirush Zeis Ranan, which comes from the Magen Avraham. We were talking about the Magen Avraham earlier. The Magen Avraham's main work is his Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, called the Magen Avraham. But he also wrote a very obscure work on some Midrashim, I think it's on the Alkot Shemayni, called Zeis Ranan. And over there he has the Kasha. Why did Hashem say, I'm going to make you into a Kohen Gadol? What's nafka mean? He said, I need to be a Kohen to bring the carbon. So Hashem said, fine, I'll make you into a Kohen. But they said, and I'll make you into a Kohen Gadol too. What's enough meaning to be a Kohen Gadol? So the Magen Avraham said, it stands to this Kasha, because a Kohen Gadol is Makar Vainin. The only one that's allowed to bring a carbon when he's an Einin is a Kohen Gadol. So Hashem said, I'll make you into a Kohen Gadol, you won't have this problem. But the Rugged Shavar, not going with that Pirkei de Rav Elazar, he also talks about this Kasha that Avraham Avinu was going to become an Einin. He says that there's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Gimel, that says that, it's the Lashon of the Gemara, im hischel goymer, that if a person started, he's in the middle of being marked of a carbon, and then he hears, you know, Laileinu, that somebody passed away, so he became an einin, im hischel goymer, he's allowed to complete it. There's machlokes v'sheinim over there, whether it means a kain gadol or a kain hedyet, but according to Rashi, it means a kain hedyet. So that would seem to be the solution. He'll do the shechita already before he's an einin. In Hitzchel, he could be Goymer. So like the Ragachav, the problem is that Shechita, since Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, so that doesn't count as a real Avodah. So that's not called a Haschala. So how did he qualify for the Hitzchel Goymer? So he says, look at the Pasuk. There's a funny Pasuk in the middle of the Parsha of the Akedah. It says they're going up the mountain together. Vayikach Avram es ha'etzim Vayosem al Yitzchak benoi, vayikach biyado yasa eisha et hamachelas, vayichol shneim yachdav. He put the wood on Yitzchak, and then he held the eish and the macheles. So, pashup shat, I guess, you know, you'd learn that he couldn't hold everything, it's too heavy. So he said, here, you hold the wood. So, the Ragged Shavar said that the pshat was that he put the wood on Yitzchak because Sidur HaMarocha is an Avodah. Putting the wood on the Mizbech, that's an Avodah. So like this, he qualified, he was anticipating, how am I going to bring this carbon? I'm going to shach him and become an Oinim. I am Hizchel Goymer, but Shechita is Ksheir Bezer, that's not called Aschala. So he put the wood on Yitzchak, that's an Avodah, because that's already setting up the wood for the carbon. So now he qualified from Hizchel Goymer, that's the Ragged Shavar. And that's an example of Lamda Shereid on the Akedah. So coming back to our discussion, so the Magen Avraham said, I'm sorry, the Chassam Sefer says, you know why Avraham said, I need to put a mum, I need to make a, let me make a Chavala Katana. He meant because because I need to be paid to him. And you can't be paid that carbon that's tamim. Right? If you makdish an animal to be a carbon, and then you want to be paid to it, you can't be, right? Carbonas are not niftim tamimim.
It's just a goof.
Right. Anything that has a kedushas goof is not niftim when it's tamim. But if it's a balmum, you can be paid to it. So he says, I asked by chaval ketana to make him into a balmum, because I don't want him to be stuck in this situation of being an oil tamima, which we know he was, right? The Rashi that Hashem said, no, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael because you're an oil tamima. So he had this lasting kedusha. So Chassam Sofer says that Avram Avinu was concerned a mensch can't live with that level of kedusha, that of being an oil tamima, oila, right, which is like going up in a fire to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So if I'm going to do it, you know, Yitzchak can handle that. We're going to put him on the Mizbeach and he's going to go up in a fire as an Oila. Great. But if he's not going to do that, now he's going to go live, you know, a long life. It's not possible to live on that level of Dveikus that being an Oila Tamimu requires. So I have to be paid to him. So as the Baichavala Ketanis, he should be about Mum so I can be paid to him. So I'm sorry, if you know what Hashem said back, Al Tishlach Yitzchak, Al Taslaim Uma. He said he doesn't need it. He could handle it. He's going to be an oil tamima. The level of vegas that requires, Yitzchak Avinu could handle it. That's why Hashem said, "Al tishach yadcha l'anar v'taslaim u'uma."
A living carbon.
Yeah.